Hi, Paul Sakis, good to spot. I'm speaking to Whitney Vosburgh. Hi, Whitney, how are you?
Hi, I'm very well. A pleasure to be on your program. Thank you.
It's a pleasure to speak with you. A co-founder of Work the Future Today, a social venture that offers vision, leadership, and solutions for maximizing personal organization and society potential. Co-founder of Brand New Purpose. I has a book here, I guess co-authored, and visionary leaders offer a new path in their work, the future today, wisdom-based approach to work and life. So you think that they equal each other? Work, life equals work? What's the thought here?
Work is a very important part of life, but work is not life. There's a
Okay.
difference between making a livelihood and having a life.
Okay.
Having a life
But
is a much bigger thing.
can you have, can, I'm, well, you have a new book, right? It's called
Yes.
WTF 2019 Pocket Pal, introducing Work the Future Today and the new. Well, tell us about that. And I have a few questions about it.
Sure. Work the Future Today is about, since we co-create the future today anyway, we might as well do it mindfully, intentionally, and actively so that we can either, because we all have a choice, we can either create the future we want or be controlled by the future. So we always have a choice.
Interesting. So, in other words, so today's Valentine's
Yes.
Day. And people are working and people are not working. And you can communicate with others, maybe a nice thought about your friendship with them or your love with them and so on and so forth. In your work setting, in your personal setting. Is today a day that if when you're working with people, you can love the people that you work. I'm not. I'm speaking on a friendship basis. Is that so?
Valentine's is an interesting day to talk about work. Nine out of
Oh,
ten people are on the wrong job. Doesn't mean they don't
really?
love some aspect of their work. They might love their work, but not their employer. They might love their boss, but not their coworkers. They might love their coworkers, but not their boss. There's so many different variations in terms of what you might love or like or not. The main thing about the work aspect of Work the Future Today is to know what your unique gift is. You know, why are you here on Earth? So by knowing what you are truly good at, what your gift is, and actually going out in the world and doing that, you will love your work, and people will love being work around you, and people will love you when you go home. They'll love you on the way to work and back from work. Because, you know, happy workers are happy people. And they're more productive, they're more profitable, and they're just more fun to be at.
What happens to the creative types, the musicians, the artists, and so on? They love that work. They love to, I mean, that's not even work to them. That's their thing. But to make a living at it, not necessarily so easy. How
Yeah,
does
I can
somebody
it.
like that move forwards and not be frustrated?
Well, it's a good question. My father was a businessman. My mother's an artist. I ended up being both. So years ago, I went to a superb life coach. He said, "Whitney, most people have a track A and a track B. Track A is what you love. That's your life. Track B is what you do so that you can do what you love. And that is your livelihood. Lucky few people can merge the two. More people could if they had the courage or the knowledge or the know-how in terms of how to do that. So, for instance, I have always made art and write and do all kinds of creative things. But I never tried to make a living out of it by choice. because to me, it's just a gift to myself and to others and to the world. I have other gifts, which it's the same thing, it's creativity, but I apply it in the business world in a different way. And I've made a comfortable living from that. So it's so important to know what you love to do no matter what. And, you get psychic income. And since we live in a world where we have to make the cash register ring once in a while, at the very least, so that we have to know, what it is that we love or like to do within the work realm. So it's having a life and having a livelihood. There are a lucky few who have, both. And there could be more people like that. And we're going to have to get that way, because with everything that's coming out of Silicon Valley, with artificial intelligence, robotics, automation, so on and so forth, there are going to be fewer traditional jobs. We've already seen manufacturing jobs go abroad. Now a lot of the white-collar jobs are going to disappear, particularly in service industries, banking, insurance, law, because computers can do the knowledge work much more efficiently and effectively. So it comes down to human creativity, that which computers can't do or can't do well, in that what comes from the heart. So this is particularly important talk about today, Valentine's, is do what you love, do what others will love, and do it passionately. Computers aren't passionate. They're just silicon, metal, and energy.
Interesting. Tell me, when I see the name Pocket Pal, okay, so it's Work the Future today and the new WTF, exclamation point, 2019 Pocket Pal. So has there been a Pocket Pal previously?
No. We wrote our first book 2 years ago called Work the Future Today, Finding Your Path to Purpose, Passion, and Profit. And that is a atlas of change, how to negotiate the tremendous changes and complexity that we're all experiencing now and evermore. And then we came out with the Work the Future Today 2019 Pocket Pal, a faster path to purpose, passion, and profit. And that is a small book that will slip into your pocket, your purse, so you can carry it around with you. So it has succinct summaries of each of the chapters in the first book, plus actionables, so that if you're in a given situation, you go to a certain chapter, you look up, here's the diagnosis of the situation. This is what I can do about it now. And it also has online resources so that if you need to learn more quickly, you have that at your fingertips. So it's like a pocket guide.
Give me an example, please.
Well, for example, both books are divided into three parts: purpose, place, practice. Most people in business and not start with the practice part, which is the how, the what, the when, the how much. It's an important question, but it's like fire, ready, aim. It really helps to start with why. Why are we in business? Why should the customer care? And then moving on, that's the purpose part. And then moving on to place, that's your community. So what is your unique gift? What's our value proposition? And then for whom do we exist? Who do we serve? And where do we find them? And then moving on to practice is so it's basically going from why to who to how. So if you're a business, it doesn't matter, one person or a million people, corporation, we're all, businesses are started not to make money. They are to act as a vehicle for manifesting the purpose of the founder or founders of the business. Second step is finding and addressing a real or a perceived desire or need in the marketplace. And then by purposely executing on meeting that need or desire efficiently and effectively, you will make a profit. So profit comes third, not second, not first. So your why is like a North Star. So no matter where you are, where you came from, where you're going, if you know why you are in business, it will always guide you towards the right, doing the right things. It's not foolproof, but it's so very helpful. It's like a filter to help you make decisions in terms of, is this, does this match with our purpose or not? So that you can make decisions, as everyone knows who's been in business for long enough, that nothing is a straight line, even the march to success. It's a zigzag. And often we go backwards and zig and we zag. But if over time it more or less, the average, the mean, turns out to be sort of a straight line in the right direction, then that's you've done well.
No, that's very fascinating what you're saying. I've been in the TV business since about 40 plus years, right? CBS, PBS,
right.
And I was always in the production side, making shows. And in fact, I know you're out in California. We started the nature series on Mount Tam, and we were there in Stetson Beach. I'm a production kind of person. Eventually, I went on, decided 21 years ago to go on the internet. Okay, and my passion has always been to be promoting the world as a good place, the positive aspects of life and our humanity. I'm a real firm believer in that. Since my mother gave me the Reverend Norman Vincent Peale's book, The Art of Positive Thinking, you have a MA in religious leadership for social change, and I'm an interfaith minister, a spiritual minister myself. So when I was starting to, interview people, I like to talk to, I love to hear and learn about people. And that I find, for me, a very interesting thing. I went down to the Newseum, it's called, down in Washington, D.C., and they had some, this one area where they said a good reporter, I guess, should ask who, what, where, when, why, and how. Those were the questions that they should ask, basically be a good listener, which I learned in soap opera land when I was doing a soap opera by the director. Be a good listener, hear what people have to say, and then ask them, why do you think that way? When did that happen? Where did So those are very good questions for people to evaluate their own personal status, you would say?
Yes, the shorter the question, the more powerful and important and valuable it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, then what brought you into the kind of work that you do? You have a very interesting background, and I see you're really good at this.
My dad worked for Pan American Airways, so I grew up all over the world. So I was very fortunate to have been exposed to many different ways of being, seeing, and doing. In terms of religions, cultures, languages. And I came to realize that we all are in a quest for meaning, connection, belonging. We do it differently, but that's a minor detail. The main thing is we're all here asking why and who and how. In other words, why am I here? Who am I? Who is my tribe, my work team, my community, my spiritual community? And then how do I best find my gift? In other words, we're all unique, which means we're all the same. We're all special, which means we're all the same. So that we there's this duality of the fact that we are all truly unique, we're all special, and we have something valuable to offer. And if you have, and some people think, oh, I'm poor, or I'm uneducated. If you have nothing else to offer, you can always offer a smile. A smile can change one person's mood, and they can walk down a street or be in a subway or in a bus or wherever. It can be contagious because we're not only human beings, but we're social creatures.
Yeah. Smile is a frown upside down.
Yeah. So, you know, I just grew up always asking why and why not. And then in my 20s, I realized that because I didn't know, having moved around so much, that who was I and where I was from, I realized that I am me and home was there where I happened to be, like a turtle. So I realized that having a sense of home and a sense of purpose are important. It's not so much that, you know, home is whatever we make it is. So that it's what I learned is that we, you know, we all have a quest for connection, meaning, belonging, feeling valued, making a valued and valuable contribution to our family, our work team, our community, our faith tradition. But it everything starts, even though we're social, tribal, communal creatures, it all starts inside. All the answers to our big questions are inside. Nobody can tell us anything that we need to know because we already know it. By the time we're, let's say, 35, we are complete. Doesn't mean we can't change because we're always changing. But we basically have formed our essence. And so we look to, and now more than ever, we look to leaders for guidance, but our leaders are preoccupied with something other than leadership. So we have to look inside, find and follow our own lead to be our own leader, so that we can be the leader we always wish we could have and find, but never will.
Now, what I hear from you and here, in addition to us finding our own and looking at our path, this the book that you've created here is a book for those that work with others. In other words, I know people that have left big-time jobs because they didn't feel appreciated, okay, even though they were presidents of big companies, right? And that, you know, self-esteem is important. But the people around you, it's very important, right, for them to, and you do this as a living. You go to companies and you tell companies, you know, the guy in the mailroom is pretty important to you. If the mail doesn't get there, you know, you guys will, X, Y, Z will happen, right? So the leader also needs to be a sensitive person, more than for themselves, but for those that they're hopefully leading, right? And this book sounds to me like a great book for that person as well.
It's for anyone who wants to be their own leader. And it can be a leader of one, just yourself, because true leaders are self-selecting. They say, tag, I am it. I am my own leader. I'm going to follow my own lead. And if others care to join me, so be it. They're welcome to join in. So, you know, being a leader starts with being leader of one, yourself. And then you could be leader of 10, 100, 1,000, a million. It's just a matter of scale. The main thing is that you know why you're here, who is your community that you serve, and how are you going to best serve that community. And, of course, you have your work community, your play community, your family community, your religious or spiritual community. This is a series of overlapping communities. But it's basically, you know, with whom do I manifest my true value and essence at work, at play, at life?
You have a great-looking website. A lot of good things going on there, too. Whitney, what's that called?
Thank you. Well, we have reached a pivotal point in time. It's not business as usual anymore. The old story of profit first is dying. It's taken us far, but it won't take us any further. It gave us the triple bottom line of profit, people, planet. Now with global climate change and many other things, we have an emerging new story of purpose first. So we're going from how much to why. With a new triple bottom line of planet, people, profit. Why? Because if there's no planet, there's no people. If there's no people, there's no profit. It's very simple.
Well, we are really on the same page. Love one another right now.
I'm sorry?
I said we're really on the same page.
We've arrived at a pivot point where we have a decision: destruction or creation. We all have a choice. Either we figure out a way of being better together, or facing a very dangerous and tumultuous series of events that could make 2008 financial meltdown look like a walk in the park.
Well, I'm optimistic. We're going to be fine. It's all going to work out beautifully, and we continue to, and it used to even be an ice age. So just keep moving on.
Yes, what we need is ever more people being part of a global shift in consciousness of choosing creation over destruction, love over fear, and enoughness over evermoreness.
Interesting. Whitney, let me ask you two last questions. I know we could speak for a real long time because we have a lot of belief in humankind. We're very involved with the International Day of Peace, World Peace Day. 193 countries agreed, part of the UN Day, September 21st. And I've asked, and we're also finishing a movie called Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope. We did the 20th anniversary of Woodstock here in New York. And that's all that will come out this year. So I've asked many people, what does peace mean to them? So Whitney Busberg, what does peace mean to you?
Peace is being mindfully, lovingly, and profoundly connected with the perfection, the wisdom, the love within oneself, and then being able to see that in all other people.
Beautiful, beautiful. We also have a channel for love, a love channel. We ask people, what does love mean to them? Whitney, what does love mean to you?
What makes the world go round?
Yes, it does. All right, Whitney, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Best of luck with the book. Where can people go to get it? Is it on Amazon or where?
Two things. You can visit us on our website, www.workthefuture.today, and you can find our two Work the Future Today books on Amazon.
Beautiful. Well, once again, congratulations, and continue on with very important work and helping individuals to move their lives forwards, thusly helping
everybody.
Thank
you, Paul, and I wish you and our listeners the happiest of Valentine's.
Thank you very much, Whitney, as well to you and your friends and family. Thank you.
Have a lovely day. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.